Adventures of Danny and Bar.
Ghosts in School and Haunt.
Candy and her friend think the school is haunted, but then they use the bathroom like so late that they miss the bus, and Candy has to go poop and in the bathroom, and then they stay there so long with her friend that the janitor doesn't even notice when he's closing the door and locking it from the bathroom, and they get stuck in there and they get really scared because they think the bathroom is haunted.
Because they've always thought it was haunted, or just in that moment?
Because they always thought it was haunted.
And also, head is like because they see the head of the ghost.
And they got stuck in there all night, and they had to drink faucet water. And they slept on the bathroom floor. They're 12.
And Bar's not in this? It's just Candy and a friend?
Bar's in it.
He gets stuck in the school, or does he go home on the school bus?
Goes home on the school.
And then they pick him up at... But then when the janitor opens the door, they're just, like, streaming out, and they say that they tell him that they got locked in. So it's the end of the week.
So they're there for 2 days over the weekend?
Yeah, so they have to tell stories, and they have to keep each other company.
Wow. And they're locked in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Okay, Candy and Bar are 12 years old, and it was a Friday afternoon, and who's Candy? Who's her friend?
Jamaica, you know what, like when Jamaica? They had the sleepover?
Okay.
Like best friend.
Okay. Okay, so Candy and her friend Jamaica, they had plans that they were going to go to Candy's house after school and make some jewelry together, and they had a fun plan to do that. And at their school, there was always this rumor that the girls' bathroom on the third floor was haunted. It was like this rumor that all the girls talked about, and the boys would kind of make fun of them.
And they would be like, ooh, are you scared? There was like ghosts in the bathroom.
Yeah, the boys would just say like, ooh, aren't you scared? But the girls like really were scared because there was just some rumor that there was a ghost in there. Anyways, this is a Friday afternoon. Candy and Bar and Jamaica usually go on the bus after school that goes by their house.
And Candy told her that she had to go to the bathroom, but she didn't realize that she was going number two.
It was time to get onto the bus, and Candy was walking out with Bar and Jamaica, and then Candy's like, oh my gosh, I really have to go to the bathroom right now. And Bar's like, yeah, the bus is leaving. And she's like, no, it's a 30-minute ride home. I have to go right now. I have to go. And he's like, okay, you better hurry up. And she said, come with me, Jamaica. And so she grabbed Jamaica's hand, and Jamaica's like, okay. So they ran to the bathroom together. And as Candy was in the stall, and this was still on the third floor because that's where their classroom was, Candy's like, uh-oh. And Jamaica's like, what? And she said, it's not just number one. I have to go number two. And Jamaica said, you have to poop? That sounds like it's going to take a long time. And Candy's like, I'm sorry. When you have to go, you have to go. And Jamaica's like, hurry, hurry. The bus is going to leave. Meanwhile, Bar is out on the bus. And he was going to tell the bus driver to wait, but he sat down with his friend, who?
Barry. His friend was Barry.
He has another friend named Barry?
No, Bobby.
Bobby?
Yeah.
Brandon.
How about Brandon Bobby?
Yeah.
So he sat down with his friend Brandon Bobby. And Brandon Bobby had been out of school for a few days, and so he hadn't seen him on. He's like, Brandon Bobby! And people just called him Bobby sometimes for short, because it was such a goofy last name. And he's like, Bobby, you're back! And everyone thought that was funny. Brandon Bobby's back. Brandon Bobby's back. And everyone started making silly songs about Brandon Bobby's back. And poor Brandon was like, oh my God. But he kind of liked the attention too. Anyways, so Bart completely forgot about his sister because he was hanging out with his friends. And the bus driver like had different people on this bus every day. He didn't have a count. Just whoever got on the bus was on the bus, and that's it. And he left when it was time to leave. And Candy was up in the bathroom, and she's like, I gotta go. And Jamaica's like, Candy, we're gonna miss the bus. You have to hurry. Candy and Jamaica have never found out what it means to miss the bus. So Candy's like wiping as fast as she can. And she finally finishes. She doesn't even wash her hands. She's like, oh, my mom's gonna kill me. I didn't wash my hands. But Jamaica's like, there's no time. You can use hand sanitizer on the bus. So they run out of the bathroom. And as they're running down the stairs, they see out the window that the bus just pulled out, and they're like, no, what do we do? And Candy's like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? But at least now I can go back and wash my hands because the bus already left. And Jamaica's like, what are you talking about, Candy? Like, we got to go figure this out. And she's like, I just feel really gross. My mom always told me to wash my hands. Let's just go back. I don't know how we're going to get home, but the bus already left. What can we do? Let me just go wash my hands. So she goes back in, and Jamaica follows her. She's washing her hands, and they're just brainstorming, like, okay, what could we do? Like, should we call, like, my parents? But neither of them have cell phones. And they're like, well, do we go down to the office? What do we do? And as they're, like, trying to figure this out, they're in the bathroom, and the janitor, what's the janitor's name?
Janitor Dave.
So the janitor Dave, was really in a rush that day because he wanted to go home.
He had to go home, take a shower, then go to a restaurant to have a date with his girlfriend.
Okay, so he was really excited to have, like, a really nice date with his girlfriend because he was really getting to know this woman, and he was really, really falling in love with her, and he so wanted to take her to a fancy restaurant that night, and he's like, I gotta get home early from school. So he had done a bunch of cleaning earlier in the day. He, like, worked his butt off so he could leave really early that day so he could go home and shower and be all spiffed up for his nice date. So he just starts walking down the halls, and it's Friday, mind you, Friday before a weekend, and he's just locking doors left and right. He knows he's done all the cleaning, and everyone actually is excited to get out of school on time and even early that day because it's like a beautiful day outside and people just want to go home and they all have plans. And so everyone's just trying to get out of the school. So this janitor, he's just walking down the hall. He's got his headphones on, so he doesn't even hear Jamaica and Candy talking in the bathroom about how they're going to get home. And he's just locking doors left and right because that's the protocol. You lock all the doors before you leave at the school. So he's lock. And he is down and out of the hall, and Candy and Jamaica are like, wait, was that a door just locking? And they go and they check the door, and it is locked. And they're like, what? And they start screaming. They're like, help, 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 get us out of here. Help, help, help. But Janitor Dave, he is off in La La Land, ready for his date. So he just goes downstairs, and the last ladies in the office, they're like, okay, let's get out of here. We all got plans. And so the janitor just leaves the building, and he's like, are you guys the last? And I'm like, we're the last. And they all walk out, and he locks the door, and that is it. And they all go home. Candy and Jamaica are up in this bathroom. Does the bathroom have any windows?
No.
Oh my gosh, it doesn't even have any windows. So they are locked in this bathroom, and now they are freaking out. And they're really going to stay there all weekend? That's the thing?
They're so hungry and they're starving. They've never been that starving in their life. They've never done 2 days and two nights without eating.
Did they have any snacks with them?
Candy had a leftover banana, and Jamaica had a leftover bar that she didn't eat because she didn't have time.
So Candy and Jamaica realize that they're stuck in this bathroom, but they're like, hey, my parents they're going to come look for us. It's going to be okay. Like, someone will come look for us. So Bar gets home, and it's not even until he's at home off the bus and he's waiting for Candy when he realizes she wasn't even on the bus.
And the parents are trying to do whatever they can. They're trying to call the school, but nobody is answering their phones because they're busy.
And no one's at the school, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Bart gets home and his parents are like, hey, where's Candy? He's like, the last I know, she was returning to the school to use the bathroom, and I don't think she got on the bus. And the parents are like, wait, what? And so the parents call the school, but no one is answering because everyone has gone home. So the parents are starting to freak out, and they're like, where the heck is Candy? And Bar says, well, she's with Jamaica. So they call Jamaica's parents, and they're like, well, she was going to your house. We don't know where she is. Did she get on the bus? So they're trying desperately to call the school, but no one is answering. So the parents now are like, okay, we need to get people's cell phone numbers. So finally, they track down the cell phone number of the principal. But the principal is out of the country. She's at this conference in Bali, of all places, which is really far away and beautiful. So the principal can't help because she's far away and doesn't know anything and is in another country. And so they track down the number of the vice principal. But the vice principal is also in Orlando for a different conference. So the vice principal doesn't know anything. But the vice principal says, here, you can call the office manager. But the office manager is not picking up her phone because she is on a yoga retreat. And then the vice principal says, okay, you can call the second office manager, and they call the second office manager, but they're not picking up their phone either because they are at a scuba diving retreat. Everyone has done these crazy things and no one is reachable. But this one vice principal just keeps calling and calling and calling and calling, and finally calls the janitor. But the janitor is on this date and has turned off his phone because he does not want to be distracted from this nice date that he is on. So he is not answering his phone either. So finally, Jamaica's parents and Candy and Bar's parents call the police and they say, take us over to the school. So they go over to the school and the police officers look and they're just like, look, there's no one here. Like, clearly the school is locked up. Everything is dark. There's no one here. And they even get inside the school and they're walking around and they don't see anything. Everything is all locked up. There's no one there. And that's that. And so they just leave. And Candy and Bar's parents are freaked out now. And Jamaica's parents are freaked out and they don't know what to do. And they're looking everywhere for these kids.
But what are Jamaica and they doing? Jamaica takes tiny bites of her bar. And she even shares a bite of her bar with Candy because she needs some food. And if she splits the banana open and she doesn't even have a refrigerator to keep it cold, she has to eat it at once.
Okay, so they savor the bar and they eat the banana?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So meanwhile, Candy and Jamaica are like, oh my gosh, no one is coming back for us. This is crazy. We might be here the entire weekend. And then they're like, and remember, this bathroom is haunted. So now they're super freaked out. And they're really getting hungry and they're thirsty. And they're like, well, at least we have faucet water. And Candy's like, oh, I don't want to drink faucet water. And Jamaica's like, hey, neither do I, but at least we have something here. At least we're stuck in a bathroom and not in like a closet or something. And Candy's like, yeah, I guess you're right. So they have water. They can drink water from the faucet. What? They have a bathroom there so they can pee and poo. So that's good. And they have their backpacks and Candy's like, okay, do you have any food, Jamaica? And Jamaica's like, I don't know, let's look. And so she finds this bar that was left over from lunch that she didn't have time to eat. And she's like, okay, I have a bar. And Candy's like, okay, let me look through my bag. She's like, well, I have a banana. It's like not the freshest, but it's a banana. And then they both keep looking through their bags and they find, like, take out all the things. And the both of them have a lot of junk in their backpacks. So they both have some water bottles. They have like a few pieces of gum. They have a few cough drops. Candy finds like a few cracker crumbs left over from her lunch and on another day. And Jamaica finds like a random beef jerky that she didn't even know she had in her bag. So they put it all on the floor of the bathroom. And they're like, well, if we take turns eating this and just try to eat really slowly, maybe we can make it to Monday. And they're just thinking, oh my gosh, this is going to be really hard. But Candy's like, you know, I watch a lot of survival shows with my family, so I know that people can go like days without eating and they're not going to die. And Jamaica's like, yeah, I watch them too. And she's like, you just need water. And we have water. We're going to be fine. We're totally going to be fine. And they're like, I guess we're going to really get to know each other really, 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 really well over the next 2 days. And what?
Haunted.
But then they say, oh my gosh, but what about the hauntedness?
They see a face of the ghost.
They think they see a ghost, but it's just in their imagination, but they don't actually know that because they just think they see a ghost. And then, so Candy thinks she sees a ghost, but she thinks she sees a ghost because Candy thinks she sees a ghost, and they're all worked up about it, so yeah.
Okay. Candy's just like, oh my gosh, and we're in the haunted bathroom too, and Jamaica's like, oh my God, I can't believe it. And then Jamaica's like, did you just see that? And Candy's like, what? Did you see what? And she's like, I don't know. Did you see something? And Candy's like, I don't know. Did you see something? And Candy's like, you saw something, didn't you? And she's like, oh my God, what did you see? And Jamaica's like, I don't know. Did I see a face? And she's like, you saw a face? And Jamaica's like, no, did you see a face? And she's like, I don't know. Did you see a face? And they're just like going back and forth, getting each other all riled up and all crazy, thinking that the other person saw something, even though no one even saw anything, but thinking that the other person saw something, so there must be something. And they're just like freaking out. And to the point where like they're in a corner, like huddled next to each other, hugging, and they're like on the verge of tears. And then Candy's like, all right, we got to do some deep breathing. And Jamaica's like, yeah, we got to do some meditation or something. This is not working. And Jamaica's like, you know, when I was younger, I recorded some guided meditations. Well, I'm going to do that for us. And Candy's like, okay, I know some really good deep breathing techniques that I do, that my parents taught me when I get really anxious. And so the two of them did their guided meditations together and they did their deep breathing and they actually did calm down. And then when they were all calmed down, Candy was like, I don't think either of us saw a face. And Jamaica started laughing. She's like, no, we totally didn't see a face. This place isn't even haunted. We've been in here for like 8 hours already and we have not seen anything. This place is not haunted.
They did have notebooks in their bag, so they did make time of drawing, and they did play I Spy, but that got kind of boring after a while of playing it, and there wasn't that much in the bathroom, so it was kind of just lasting for like a few minutes, and they also tried to play other games, and yeah.
Okay, so fast forward to the next 2 days, they played I Spy, they did drawing, they had notebooks. Sometimes it was super, super boring. Sometimes it was interesting.
And Candy remembered that she had took her back all the stuff out of her backpack and went on a vacation, and she took this mini box of Uno, and she didn't take it out of her bag, so she still had a mini box of Uno. So they played like 2 hours of Uno.
They played 2 hours of Uno every day for Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. And they were just like, why are our parents not coming to get us? But meanwhile, outside the school, the parents were so angry at the school. They're like, our kids must be in the school. There's nowhere else they can be. And they keep trying to call the janitor. They keep trying to call everyone. And everyone is away on vacation. It is the most absurd thing in the world. And the parents are so angry. And even the police aren't helping them. And finally, Monday morning rolls around and the janitor comes back all whistling because he had a great date Friday night. And then he spent the whole weekend with this nice woman, getting to know her even more. They spent all day Saturday, all day Sunday. He's like, I didn't even turn my phone on all weekend. It was amazing. And he turns his phone on Monday morning and he sees 1,001 calls from everyone in the school saying, did you lock kids in the building? What is happening? Where are you? And the janitor's like, no. And the vice principal comes back and the principal comes back and the secretary comes back and the office manager comes back and everyone comes back and they turn on their phones and they just had this like lovely weekend without their phones, and they turn on their phones and there's a million calls. They're like, no. And they run through and they unlock all the doors, and Candy and Jamaica are like, oh my God, where were you guys? Why didn't anyone come to get us? And like all the office manager, the vice principal, the janitor, the parents, everyone was there. They're like, oh my gosh. And Candy and Jamaica run into their parents' arms and they're so excited to see each other and they're so hungry. And they're like, did you bring us any food? And the janitor's like, I have donuts. And that is the end of our story. What do we call the story?
Candy and Jamaica get trapped in a bathroom.